There are a lot of moving pieces, and they all fit together because it's all the work of one guy. His name is Rube Goldberg. The show is called The Art of Rube Goldberg, and he was a cartoonist. He was an inventor, and he was so well-beloved and known in the 20th century that he is the only person, I believe, who actually has his name as a definition in Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Rube Goldberg means a contraption that does all kinds of crazy sequential things with ultimately unusual or sort of haphazard results.
He goes through so many transitions in his life, not only in his professional life, but also in the art itself.
I think for him, what really drove him was his own creativity. And you're right, he was one of those people that seemed to be able to like create in a lot of different media and pretty much anything he put his mind to. I mean, he trained as a scientist, as an engineer, and then because he was so interested in being an artist, he got work as a cartoonist so he could draw, and really caught on when he moved to New York from San Francisco. He began a career that stretched like 30 years and had amazing success as a syndicated cartoonist in newspapers all over the country. But he was also beginning to make these invention drawings, which I think really the crux of the exhibition, where he drew these machines that had all these sort of connecting parts, spontaneous motion machines, and they would end up running through all these crazy machinations and then doing something like tying your shoe. I think it was a commentary on the technology of the time and how bewildering it was to so many people. And we knew that when we saw this exhibition and the opportunity to present it, that it was so relevant to today.
Time and place, there's a lot of meaning in that when it comes to Rube Goldberg and what was happening in his lifetime.
He was so engaged with trying to keep a focus and an emphasis on individual creativity. When he started out, inventors were individuals, Thomas Edison, Eli Whitney, people like that. And then things started to go to laboratories, and so the whole idea of creativity was something that happened behind closed doors and with teams and produced by corporations. And that was part of, I think, what he was commenting on, was how the individual was sort of lost in all of this. And we're enthralled to it. It's fascinating. It, in some ways, epitomizes sort of what humans are capable of, but there's also something a little soulless about it, and I think that that was something that he was commenting on that was very dear to his heart and that really struck a chord with the public.
And as he gets older, he, towards the end of his career, becomes an editorial cartoonist, so his true feelings can really be shown in a more of a news sense, or where we are as a nation or as a society. He really starts to focus more on his politics.
Well, and I think you can see that as somebody who realizes that they have a platform and that, you know, people will listen to them. And so things that he cared very deeply about, he was able to use his gifts as a draftsperson, as an original thinker, and create these editorial cartoons for people. At the same time, he was directing Three Stooges movies and producing games and writing books. And he was sculpting late in life. And so he had a very, very full and diverse life as a great creator and as a great American. And I'm hoping that this exhibition will really illuminate that for West Michigan. I still love the idea that one of the things we can do at Graham is to turn people onto things they didn't know they liked.
This also becomes hands-on. This is a very family-friendly exhibition as well.
We knew when we decided to bring this show in that it was an opportunity to bring the creativity of the audience into the show. It was a great backdrop. It was a great conduit to creativity. And so we've made these sort of creativity stations throughout the show and also shown some of the ingenuity of school kids in their own sort of Rube Goldberg-inspired inventions for people to enjoy. So, yeah, I think we really did take advantage of the opportunity to sort of share his creativity and invite people to roll up their sleeves and get creative themselves.
Ron Platt, thank you so much.
My pleasure.